Okay, now we're moving in accordance with how things were agendized. So what I'd like to do is call to order the meeting of the members of the Corporation of the TMCC Foundation, and I'll move to agenda item number one. Is there any public comment at GBC?
No public comment at this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. I don't see any public comment here in Las Vegas. Is there any public comment at SES on the phone?
No callers at this time.
Thank you very much. So we'll move on to agenda item number two, the annual report. And I'd like to call on President Alexander to introduce the presenter for this report.
Good afternoon, Chair Brooks. Thank you very much. And hello, Regents and NG colleagues. My name is Jeffrey Alexander, president of Truckee Meadows Community College, for the record. I'd like to today introduce the chair of the TMCC Foundation Board, Janus Nelson, who is the care pastor at Grace Church Reno and is serving the second year now of a two-year term as the TMCC Foundation Board Chair and is doing a fantastic job at it. With that, I'll turn it over to Chair Nelson.
Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon, Regents and Chancellor.
All right. There you go. All right. Thank you. Good afternoon, Regents and Chancellor McNair. For the record, I'm Janus Nelson, Chair of the TMCC Foundation Board. I'm honored to be completing my second year as chair of the foundation board. This has been an exceptionally exciting year for the college as we've had a successful transition from president office, from President Dr. Karin Hilgersum, who retired earlier this year, to our new dynamic president, Jeffrey Alexander. Dr. Alexander has been an active supporter of the foundation, attending our meetings and our events, and he demonstrates terrific energy, ideas, and enthusiasm. In his an example of this is just in his second week in office, his enthusiasm and energy were on full display at the Reno Pops on the River event. He was sporting an 80s rock star outfit and wig at the event to support our MTV-themed table and costumes. I am proud to say after 9 years of competing for an award at this event, which I've been to several of those, we finally won, most historic. We were so proud to celebrate this fun award with our new president. TMCC is in great hands with Dr. Alexander, and I know he's going to lead the college to many more years of success into the future. Now, turning on to our fiscal 25 results, TMC Foundation has had a successful year with gifts totaling $2.7 million from 408 individuals, corporations, and foundations. Donations were made to many programs, projects, and scholarships, all for the benefit of TMCC students. I am pleased to share just a few of the notable gifts from this last fiscal year. The Walter S. Johnson Foundation has renewed its support of our Fostering College Success program for another 3 years with a grant totaling $300,000. This program offers wraparound mentoring, academic advising, and financial aid to students who have experienced foster care with the goal of helping them attain a TMCC certificate or degree. We also received two notable gifts for our non-credit EPIC program, which is our Educational Programs Inspiring the Community program. One is from the Greg Nelson Trust to provide a trail skills project in 2026 that will provide beginner and intermediate trail building and maintenance programs. Another grant is of $58,000 from the Nevada Surplus Lines Foundation that provides an insurance education certification program for students interested in becoming an insurance agent. TMCC's Summer Bridge program had another successful year in 2025, which marked its 16th year at the school. This program, which prepares students for college, introduces students to college-level coursework, campus life, and academic support, all before their first college semester. This year, the program had 122 participants, all of whom earned 6 college credits during the program. And 89% of them enrolled at TMCC for the fall semester, such a successful program. We are grateful for our Summer Bridge donors, including the Nell J. Redfield Foundation, Dr. Barry Frank, Nevada Energy Foundation, the Susan and Gloria Young Foundation, and Plumas Bank for the generous support of this year's Summer Bridge program. Next, I'm honored to recognize TMCC's longest-serving faculty member, Dr. Paul Davis. Dr. Davis has been a political science faculty member at TMCC for 50 years. He is not only an excellent professor who receives rave reviews from his students, but he is also a very generous donor. He started our first political science scholarship endowment and recently provided $90,000 to support our veterinary nursing students. You see, accreditation standards mandate that these veterinary students have a series of rabies vaccinations that are very costly, upwards of $1,100 for these shots. A lot of the students, they can't afford that. So Dr. Davis is assisting these students with an endowment to help these students with the cost of these vaccinations in perpetuity, which is amazing. Scholarships continue to be a top priority for the foundation, given the tremendous financial need of TMCC students that has only increased during the rising costs. In academic year 24-25, the foundation awarded 1,215 scholarships to 825 students, totaling nearly $1.5 million. This is now the third year that the foundation has crossed the $1 million mark in scholarships awarded to students, and we are so pleased with the positive impact that this funding is having on our students. We hear frequently from students and advisors that without this funding, they would not be able to stay enrolled and pursue their goals, their academic dreams, and to better their lives. In fiscal year 2025, the foundation raised nearly $1.7 million in annual endowed funding for scholarships. The William N. Pennington Foundation continues to be a very generous supporter of scholarships in a number of areas. To name just a few, nursing, dental, veterinary nursing, radiologic technology, certified nursing assistant, emergency management technician, paramedic, and a host of programs in the applied CTE areas. They also continue to support scholarships for ACE high school students that started TMCC's dual credit program during their high school years. This scholarship is encouraging students to continue advancing in their program area at TMC after they graduate high school. Due to our successful scholarship program, we now hold two scholarship reception events to accommodate the growing number of students that have received these awards. We hold a scholarship dinner at the Dandedin campus in the Student Center that can accommodate 400 people. And our second reception was actually just held this last Friday. It's held at the William N. Pennington Applied Technology Center for more than 200 students. It is for the William N. Pennington and Urban Maxine Jacobs Foundation scholarship recipients. These are extraordinary events where donors and students meet, enjoy a conversation, and have meaningful connections. Also, there is a link in your report to a short 3-minute video that I think I encourage you all to take a look at. It's a fun video that really demonstrates the impact of these scholarships. I had the privilege of attending the event this last Friday, an opportunity to speak with well over a couple dozen students and just receive the gratitude for these scholarships. And it really is neat to go to these events and put faces with the numbers that I go through. When we talk about our board meetings, the number of students getting the scholarships, to have an opportunity to go and see firsthand and meet the students that's impacted by those. One story really impacted me. She shared that she was seriously considering dropping out of college, but then she found out that she received the scholarship, and she said, somebody showed that they believed in me to give me this scholarship, and that motivated her to continue on with her education. That was awesome. Finally, I want to provide kudos to the sponsor programs team that is part of the TMCC Foundation. Sponsor program manages the state and federal grants for the college that works closely with our controller's office. The college had $23 million in grants under management in fiscal year 25 and secured $5.1 million in new awards. A few highlights include the renewal of the Department of Education TRIO's Student Support Services grant for another 5 years. Each year, this important program provides 140 low-income, first-generation, and disabled students with important programs that lead to their successful completion at TMCC. TMCC is also a partner in the Economic Development Administration's Tech Hub Award, led by the University of Nevada, Reno. This grant is to advance the full lithium battery life cycle from extraction to recycling. TMCC is launching a skilled machine technician apprenticeship with Panasonic as part of this grant as well. The college also received $1 million from the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation in support of the Tech Hub Award. In closing, on behalf of the entire board of TMCC Foundation, we thank you for this opportunity to just provide you with just a few of the successes the foundation has had this last fiscal year. Gretchen Sawyer of the TMC Foundation Sponsor Programs Associate Vice President and I stand ready to respond to any questions or comments that you all have.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Nielsen. And again, really, I think you're deserving of some acknowledgement based on the amount of time, work, and effort that you put into the foundation, and more specifically to the great effort that's placed on the reports that we're provided with. So thank you very much to you and the entire foundation team. Are there any Regents with questions specific to the agenda report, the annual report? Seeing none, I'll ask for a motion to approve.
Motion to approve from Regent Batista.
Second, Regent McGrath.
Thank you very much. So we have a motion to approve the annual report by TMCC by Regent Batista and seconded by Regent McGrath. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Those who oppose, please signify by saying no or nay. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Nielsen. We appreciate it. I'll move on to agenda item number 3, and I'll ask President Alexander to lead us into that agenda item.
Thank you, Chair Brooks. Once again, Jeffrey Alexander, TMCC President, for the record, with sincere thanks as well to Chair Nelson and to Associate Vice President Gretchen Sawyer for their tremendous work with the TMCC Foundation. I will share the names of the officers who have been appointed to two-year terms with the TMCC Foundation for the coming term. We have Chair Matt Thornton, Vice Chair Ryan Costella, Treasurer Katie Simon Holland, and the immediate past president, the aforementioned Janus Nelson, with congrats to him for this well-deserved emeritus role. Thank you very much, Janus. This concludes our list, Chair Brooks.
Thank you very much, President Alexander. I'll now move on to agenda item number four for consent items. We'll take these together. Is there a motion to approve consent items?
Motion to approve.
These seconds are coming slow today, but I'm looking for a second.
Second, Regent Del Carlo.
I think Regent Batista, as I was speaking, jumped in to second. I appreciate that. We have a motion to approve the consent items by Regent Brown, a second by Regent Batista. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those who oppose, please signify by saying no or nay. Thank you. We'll move on to agenda item number 5 for new business. Is there any new business? Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item number 6, public comments. Is there any public comment at GBC?
None at this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. I don't see any public comments here in Las Vegas. Is there any public comment to SES on the phones?
None at this time.
Thank you very much. This meeting is now adjourned.